You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello and welcome to the Cheese Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rago. In this show, I'll be discussing Packer sports or life with today's guest, Jam. Before I get to my guest, I'd like to give a shout out to the OAP Network for giving me the opportunity to discuss and express my opinions. There is a giveaway. Once Ohana underscore Packers X account hits 523 followers, they'll be giving away an 8x10 autographed Jair Alexander picture. All right, so Jam, tell our viewers about yourself.
Okay, mate, I'm from the United Kingdom. I'm a massive boxing fan, but I'm also an advocate for mental health. Like, I just want more people to talk about it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something that needs to be brought out into the public domain because people struggle every single day, but they're too scared to speak up, and I'd love that to change.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think is a big cause of a lot of these mental health problems?
To be honest, mate, cannabis is a huge contributor. People that smoke cannabis, at first, it's all good fun, makes you feel good, you feel great. 20 years down the line, you don't feel so good.
Yeah.
And also, people, sorry to interrupt you, Brian, people that are being abused, you know, that cause massive mental health problems. There's so many different factions that contribute to mental health,
and right,
like people to talk more about.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I was kind of looking up some things, like some alarming stats, and even in the United States, like one in five American adults have experienced a mental health condition in a given year. That's crazy.
It really,
you know,
is.
And it's like you see, you know, people. You just don't know what they're going through. And it's just, you know, every time, you know, hold the door or say hi, you know, wave to somebody's, because you never know, like, what's going through their mind, you know?
That's it, mate. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what I'm trying to get out as well. Yeah, it's the same in the UK, mate. Like, you see these people and they give you a cheeky smile. You don't know what's going through their mind. You don't know what's going on back at home. You know, they could be going through traumatic events.
Right. I mean, you could be losing the job. You could, you know, like competition, or someone puts you down, or, you know, someone always makes you feel like you're on the bottom of the totem pole. And it's just like every day after day after day after day, it takes a toll on somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how it is over there, but over here, it's so hard to get in somewhere to see somebody because it's 2, 3, 4, 5 months out. And what if some people can't get in, then what, you know?
It's the same here, Brian, mate. It's the same here. Like, my wife is paranoid, schizophrenic, and bipolar.
And okay.
It took me over a year to get her first seen by someone professional. Our local doctors didn't have any doctors that could do psychoanalysis and deal with the problem she was having. She was getting voices constantly, and they had nobody. We had to wait over a year to get seen. And then all they'd done was chucked her on the first tablet they thought of, which, to be honest, did nothing. And it's just not helped, and it's just not good enough, and people need to do better.
Right. Do you think people experience more mental mental health issues during COVID because we were forced to like not be quitting, like, you know, do anything.
Yeah, that's when my wife started. Yeah. Stuck in all day every day. We couldn't go out other than nipping our dog out for a wee walk. We were stuck in all day every day, and that's when it started for her again.
Right. That's sorry to hear that, man. That's terrible.
Yeah. To watch somebody you love like going through that because you can't help them, and it's just heartbreaking.
Right. Yeah. That's. I mean, it's terrible. You know, it's like you said, you don't know what anyone's going through, and that's just try to be nice as much as you can because you know it's you never know.
Yeah. So, Brian, I try and spread positivity wherever I can, like online and stuff. Always try and be nice to people because, like you just said, you just don't know what they're going through.
Yeah, I have, you know, obviously on Twitter or X space, I have, you know, male and female followers. And just to see some of the stuff that, you know, people are posting about them and like putting them down, like who finds this time to seek somebody out and, you know, make a page about them or a body part or something just to troll somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's terrible.
It is, mate. It's disgusting. I hate it. It's just bullying. It's just bullying its purest form. You know what I mean? It's just, it's not normal. It's not right. They're the ones who need the help. You know what I mean? The ones doing it because it's just bullying. As I said, it's just not right.
Right. I'm all for having a good time and making people laugh, but there's a line that you don't cross when you're, you know, I wouldn't say teasing somebody, but like just like joking with them, you know, like here in American football, you know, I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan. And then there's Chicago Bears fans and we've never liked each other as far as teams. So it's always fun to go back and forth, like joking with people, but there's, you know, there's a certain line that you don't cross. It's all in fun. Cause at the end of the day, we're human. You know, and it's this be like a guilt feeling that you made somebody feel bad, but you know,
it's all for the love of the sport, though. Like, I know about the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. I'm a big fan of the program, according to Jim.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's a big Bears fan, and he hates the Cheeseheads, doesn't he? It's all in good humor, isn't it? It's all in good humor.
Hey, I'm a good Cheesehead, man.
I got that by all the fucking cold head cheese. I did gather that, matey. Yeah. It's the same in England with Liverpool, Man United.
Yep.
Liverpool Football Club, soccer club, as you'd call them, against, yep, Man United. Like, we despise each other, but when it comes to the disasters, the Hillsborough disaster where we lost 97 of our fans, God bless their souls. And Man United had a Munich air disaster where the plane crashed in Munich.
Yep.
And when it comes to them days, the football goes aside and we show respect and love to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I mean, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's the way it should be. Like, you know what I mean? There should be no, like, sport goes out the window when it comes to tragedy like that.
Yeah, people come before the sport, you know? I mean, it's just being nice is key.
Definitely. A bit of rivalry is always fun, though, Brian. You know what I mean? It's good to give them a cheeky jab when it's not hurting anybody, but...
Yeah, it's always fun to go back and look at, like, the stats of, like, past games, and we've had in the last 30 plus years, we've had three like Hall of Fame quarterbacks or two Hall of Fames with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And then now we're starting off with Jordan Love. And for 30 plus years, they've been like a bear killer. Their combined record against the Chicago Bears is like 50, almost 60, and maybe like 15. So 60 wins versus like 15 losses to the franchise over 30 plus years. And it's funny, like we'll joke, like Bears fans, the last time they won the Super Bowl was in 1985. Okay. So I had a Bears fan on, or I was talking to a Bears fan one day and I asked him, you know, if he still has a VCR, cause that's when the cassette tapes were, you know, huge, you know, the last time the Packers won in 2010. So we have DVDs or, you know, it's just, that kind of banter going back and forth is, you know, makes your day go on, you know, it makes your day go on, makes somebody smile, makes them maybe alters their mood. And
that's what it's all about, Brian, isn't it? It's just, you know, it's good to have that banter, but it's not personal. You know what I mean? You won't wish no badness on these Bears fans, though, would you? It's just for banter, for sports banter, which is
right. Great. Yeah. Who, no, you say you're big in the boxing, right?
Yeah, oh, I love boxing, mate. Absolutely live for it.
What got you in the boxing? Like watching the sport?
My dad was in the army and he was based in Belfast, and I was in the East Midlands in England, and he used to come back about once every 3 months, and he'd come and get me out of bed at 2 a.m. to listen to like Mike Tyson fights on the radio.
Okay.
I was probably 7 years old at the time, because I'm 40 now. So this okay. Is, you know what I mean? And he'd just get me out of bed, and it'd just be a special moment with me and my old man. And we didn't have many, because he wasn't a talker. But the one time he would talk to me, he'd get me out of bed for these shows on the radio to listen to the boxing. And then when he went back to the army, I just became obsessed with it. And then growing up with Ricky Hatton, Carl Froch, these great British boxers, Lennox Lewis, although he's Canadian, but he was British-based. And it just the love just grew from there, and it's just become the main point of my life at the moment, other than the wife, of course.
Right. So who would you say is your favorite boxer of all time? Mike Tyson?
He was one of my favorites.
Okay.
I'd probably say Carl Froch, to be honest. I just love the way he handled and conducted himself.
Yeah.
Local to me, too.
I look back and, you don't realize how good somebody is until you actually take the time. I mean, when you're watching them, you're living in the moment, but you go back and watch some of the fights and just how much of a beast Mike Tyson was. Just, he was an animal, and it's even outside the ring, he's a crazy guy, you know. He's out there, you know, but you got to think too, shot a lot of hits to the head.
Yeah.
Did something with his mental health.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely, and he smokes a lot of bud as well. He's always points.
Yeah, that, I mean, mental health comes in all different shapes and sizes. And you got like CTE with a lot of these football players. There's a great Junior Seau, played linebacker for the Chargers, who committed suicide.
Oh.
And this is years ago, and they did a CT scan, or they scanned his brain, and it came back that he had just from playing football. And you get a lot of these older players that are getting older and they're retired, and they're starting to show signs of, CTE. Then you wonder, a lot of these players nowadays that do some crazy stuff, if that has an effect on them. And, you kind of wish that a league like the NFL that, makes an ungodly amount of money, the commissioner makes 70, probably 60 to 70 million a year. And then you got these players that are old and retired that gave their body up for the company, that get them help,
Yeah, 100% agree with that, yeah. We had a manager over here who managed Wales national team, Gary Speed. He was a great footballer, but used to do a lot of heading the ball. And he ended up with brain problems. He ended up committing suicide in front of his wife and 3 kids.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's terrible,
Really is. But yeah, you're right about the NFL. They make so much money. They should put more into the protection of the players.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, and a lot of those headshots, you don't realize until someone's a vegetable, and or they do go out and do something that harms themselves or harms somebody else, and by that time it's too late, and you wish you should have, could have, would have, but by that time, like I said, it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah,
and trying to get it.
Jay Simpson died the other day, didn't he? He was one who went crazy and killed 2 people, didn't he? His wife and his wife's mother, was it, or something?
Yeah, his ex-wife and a friend, or someone that she worked with, or a co-worker. But that whole thing is just, that too, it's just crazy how the court system can be, That's a whole other topic. But
yeah,
if you have money, you can, pretty much get away with anything. I mean, you could say the same thing going on with Puff Daddy, but that's just getting out of the...
Yeah, that's
Well, out of the realm of,
No, did he?
Huh?
Round at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to say to you, about boxing, who do you think's going to win out of 57? Well, he'll be 58 by the time of the fight. Mike Tyson against Jake Paul. Like, do you think joke of a fight? You got a YouTuber who used to be on the Disney Channel fighting the baddest boxer on the planet.
Yeah, I don't know. Does money talk in this situation? Is somebody paid off to lose? You gotta think. I kind of almost guarantee you it's gonna be Jake Paul. He's probably gonna win because a lot of these fights that, I mean, I don't know how good of a boxer he really is. If he really puts his mind to it, he could probably be one of the best boxers, but I just don't see, like, you know.
He's no way near as bad as people seem to think. He can actually box now. He's no way near the level of, obviously, what Mike Tyson was, but Jake Paul can actually box. And I've watched all his fights so far, and he started off, he was shambolic, he was embarrassing. But as he's got...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Gone through the motions. He beat Anderson Silva. I know they're UFC fighters, but by the end of it, he was a very slick looking boxer. And he could, if he lands on Mike Tyson, do some serious damage to a 58-year-old man who's had seizures and smoked weed all day. He could hurt Mike Tyson in this fight, and it shouldn't be sanctioned.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'd put my money on maybe Jake Paul, because that would be, you know.
31 years younger. You know,
so he's what, 27?
Yeah, and Mike Tyson's going to be 58 by the time of the fight.
I thought Jake Paul is a lot older than 27, but holy crap, that's crazy.
Definitely, yeah, it's mad. Logan's the older one, Logan Paul's the older one. You think he's 31, the one who does the WWE?
Yeah, okay, maybe I was thinking about him. I get a lot of these people confused sometimes, but
yeah, been there, mate, been there. Definitely.
So what do you like to do in your free time? Do you spar at all? Do you box? Or?
I used to do bare knuckle fighting.
Okay.
I got my front teeth knocked out, and then that kind of put that to bed.
Yeah.
So I just gave it up, and I'm too old now. I'm 40 now. I ain't got the fitness for it anymore. So I tend to just watch boxing and do videos. I interview fighters.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got Jam's Boxing Chat, but that's just for shorts. But Boxing Media Hub is the channel that I like work with.
Okay.
And we get like a load of fighters on. We interview some of the best in the world. We've had like Sean Davis, Tasha Jonas, some great fighters, Jaya Pataya. And we tend to just do prediction shows, fantasy fights.
Okay, so it's Boxing Media Hub?
Yeah, Boxing Media Hub, mate. Yeah. Boxing Media Hub on YouTube.
It's a great
channel.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I know, I'm pretty sure we're subscribed to each other on our YouTube channels. I have to go and try to find that and watch some of that. I've been looking for something kind of new to get into to watching. When football's not on, the basketball playoffs, you know, aren't on all the time. And I'm a big basketball and football guy. Baseball, I like the Brewers, the Milwaukee Brewers. Kind of looking for a fourth sport to watch, you know, so maybe I'll try to look into boxing. And
yeah, it'll ignite something inside you, Brian. It's a great sport to follow, because it's just two men putting it all on the line, no excuses, man. Imano, it's just great to watch when it's a good fight. You get the boring ones, of course, as you do in all sports,
but yeah,
it's a sport to follow, it really is.
But still, if you get the boring ones, it still makes for comedy.
Yeah, that's it. The real big baby Jared Anderson, the American who fought against Murray. It was one of the most boring fights I ever watched, but it's still skillful masterclass. Kept him on the jab all night, and I still enjoyed it, even though it was boring.
Sure. What would you think was the greatest fight in the history of boxing?
Oh, the Thriller in Manila. It's gotta be.
Yeah.
Joe Frazier. Gotta be.
Yeah. What do you think of Muhammad Ali? You think
he's probably the best of all time.
Yeah, think so?
I'd say so. Even though I know he lost a few, but look at the people he fought. Joe Frazier, George Foreman, them types of characters. He had the group set of the best in the world at the time. Whereas the boxers today, like Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, have not really had the opposition to prove themselves to be that good. Whereas Ali did it. And although he lost, he still was the best.
What do you think of when the hype was up there for Tyson Fury and Wilder?
Deontay Wilder, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of that? That they've boxed twice now, right?
Oh, they boxed three times. There was one draw and two Fury wins.
Yeah, what do you think of that? I remember watching that and the trash talking going on back and forth. I thought that was pretty entertaining.
It was,
you know,
absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It really was. Some of the, like the two fights what Fury won, he was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, wow. you wouldn't look at him and see, like, I guess for me, like, maybe I'm just judging people, but like his body type doesn't seem like the type of person that could pack a punch and be conditioned enough to last, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 rounds, you know.
Yeah, to be honest, Fury looks like a like what he is, like a bare knuckle traveler fighter. That's what he started as. Whereas,
yeah,
a basketball player, doesn't he? He's 15 stone, so he's 4 stone lighter than Fury. He's dead spindly and he's skinny like, and that's more like a basketball player style than a boxer. But that right hand he's got is concussive. If he lands it, he can do real damage.
Yeah, you say that, like his body type, then you look in him, and then he brought up basketball, and that Nikola Jokic for the Denver Nuggets, he's from, you know, Europe, and you would look at him and you wouldn't think he could do half the stuff that he could do, but he's an amazing basketball player for his size, you know.
That's it. It's just down to what talent they've got, isn't it? You know, raw talent can carry the day, and that's what's happening to Fury.
Yeah. I look at basketball, like basketball in Europe versus basketball in the United States. I think they play a crisper game in Europe. In my eyes, they play it the way like it's meant to be. Because they played it regardless of, you know, when they're growing up, they didn't have the exposure that they have over in the United States. And it's just crazy. You can tell, like, in the NBA who was from, like, the European states and their countries and versus the United States. There's just day and night difference for some of these players, you know.
I've never really followed basketball that much. I used to watch it years and years ago. Obviously, Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls. That was the last time I was really into the basketball.
Yeah, so you're talking about almost 30 years ago.
When I was a young kid, like literally, I used to go and try and do his little shots and that, and I was no good at it. I'm only 5'10", so it just did not work for me. Athlete, be Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Absolute legend of the game, wasn't he? I'm on the old, I think it was a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Remember that? NBA Jam, the basketball game. Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy to think a lot of those players weren't in those games either. You know, they had copyrights and all that other stuff that, you know, they couldn't get into those games. But now they're in almost everything because money rules everything, you know.
Yeah, money talks, mate. And at the minute in boxing, it's Turki Alashaykh, you know, the Saudi guy, he's bringing real big money into boxing at the moment. That's why we're getting Fury versus Usyk in the Kingdom of Arabia. He's putting in $500 million for that fight to happen altogether.
That's crazy.
Really is. It's
I'd be well off with $1 million.
I'd do anything. I'd fight Tyson Fury for $1 million.
Enough,
but I'd go for it still.
I'd fight for $1 million and for them to pay for my hospital bill, you know.
That's it. Yeah, need the medical coverage afterwards for sure.
Definitely. What? How long does it take for like a boxer to get? So say you're just starting out and you're getting into the circuit or whatever, and to start making a name for himself.
Normally, it depends. In the female game, you can get like Sandy Ryan, a British boxer from Derbyshire. She's had 7 fights and she's already won a world title. But she's extra special. She had a massive amateur career and that just puts you at the head of the queue. But in the men's game, it tends to take 20, 30 fights before you get a real world title shot.
Okay.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What does your week look like as far as like training? Do you train 7 days a week? Do you take a day off here and there?
Usually you'll train 5 days a week and then you'll like do a little bit of light on a Saturday. So 6 days really, but 5 full work days.
Okay. I'm sure there's a strict diet and
because you have to make weight. You see, if you're even a pound over, you have to pay your check to the opposition.
That's crazy. So if I were to, if I was scheduled for a fight with somebody and I went to weigh in and I was like half a pound over, even anything over your weight, you got to pay your whole check to somebody.
Well, half of your check, or you can put a sweatsuit on and try and sweat the weight off. You get an hour to try and lose that whatever you're over.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't really happen that much. And at heavyweight, it doesn't matter because 14 stone onwards, you can be any weight then.
But yeah, there's a limit, but the limit is like on the low end, then you can be anything over that said number, right?
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah.
Okay. That's
14 and a half in heavyweights.
Hell, I'm going to start watching boxing after talking to you.
You should do, mate. It's good fun. Honestly, it's great fun.
Especially then that way you can always think of ways to defend yourself if you ever get attacked by somebody.
That's it, mate. Yeah, it comes in handy for that too. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, no, it's just crazy to think of what do boxers make? I mean, they get sponsors, right? They get sponsors and they get paid X amount. Is it yearly, monthly, weekly?
It's not really a wage. It's more, if you got a sponsor, they'll pay for your training camp, which can be anything from 4 to 10 weeks. They'll pay for your travel to the fight, the hotels while you're there, because obviously you don't fight at home unless you're a home fighter. And then it's down to the promoters. You get what's called a purse bid, where two promoters come in and they argue about who wants to promote the fight. So say you got DAZN and then you got Frank Warren's Queensborough. They'll go up against each other in a bidding war. Whoever wins that bidding war then promotes the fight. So it can be anything from a couple of grand to 10 million, depending on who's fighting and how much they want to spend on that show.
That's crazy. So like Don King was putting out money for Mike Tyson?
Oh, millions. Yeah. Also ripping Mike Tyson off massively. Rumors have it.
Yeah. What did that? So Don King. So how do promoters work? Do they get paid by certain people that they give exposure to their companies?
Yeah, basically, they'll also have sponsorships. Like they'll have, like, you know, bookies companies that they'll promote. They'll get a share of the fighter's purse. So say Mike Tyson gets 5 million and his opponent gets 2 million. Don King will take a million off the two and three off the five. And then he'll also get a share of the pay-per-view gates and the TV revenue.
That is crazy.
They make an absolute bundle out of a big fight.
That's a hustle, man. That's a lot of talk and a lot of... That's crazy to think, especially like in Las Vegas, where money is like water there, you know, and people...
You make a fortune. Hey, look at Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is a £1 billion sports star. $1 billion sports star.
Yeah.
All from boxing. Every penny from boxing.
Yeah, that guy, he's amazing. I mean, as far as producing money from a sport, he's...
That's why he was called Money Mayweather. Boy Floyd, and then he changed to Money Mayweather because he was just racking up them dough. He even sacked his promoter and done it himself and became Mayweather Promotions.
Yeah, so
he got all the money. He got it all for himself.
Yeah, that's crazy. And see, the way he's living now is just, see pictures like on social media of him flaunting bundles of hundreds and 20 he had that
around his neck, like worth $1 million each. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, there's one picture he had like a huge, like, dining table just covered in money. He was just sitting there. It's like,
I've seen that picture.
Yeah, he probably has the Federal Reserve in his basement or something, you know.
Apparently he walks around with 5 million on him at all times.
I don't know why. Maybe it just makes him feel,
I think, how someone not put a gun on him and took it, you know what I mean? 5 million, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't see. Nowadays, why would you even walk around with cash when you have credit cards and...
That's it.
But it's crazy.
Since COVID, money's become obsolete, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, like, growing up and, like, when you first, you know, move out of the house and you get your first job. You always were so excited to get your first checkbook to, like, write checks to places. And then... You didn't want to switch from checks to a debit card, and now you're with a debit card, or you go from like a touch tone or a regular cell phone I'm not going to a smartphone. That's stupid. Now here we are. I'm talking to you on a smartphone, you know, and you're all the way over in, in England. Yeah. It's just crazy to think about stuff I'm not going to do it, but you end up doing it, you know?
Yeah, I was exactly the same, Brian. I got my first job at 16 at McDonald's. I was on minimum wage, £3 an hour. I used to come out with £260 a fortnight for working 50 hours a week. And I felt like the richest man in the world.
Yeah, I remember my first job that I was on the paper for was at McDonald's as well when I was 14, 15 years old. But I grew up out in the country, so I remember my dad knew farmers, and I used to go and pick rocks in a field but they fed me too, so that was cool.
Me and
my brothers went and picked rocks, but at McDonald's was my first job, and it's crazy to think about making, minimum wage back then. It really hasn't went up too much in 30 years, if you think about it. And it's
not really, no.
That's another problem too, is people, can't get decent paying jobs either, it's
just nothing out there, is there, at the moment? It's the same over here, mate. There's just nothing going. There's nothing going for anyone to get a break.
Yeah, you get a lot of people work from home, and that could be an issue too with mental health, I guess, if you're home too much,
Yeah. You don't get to socialize or, meet new people, and it just gets you trapped in a mindset.
Yeah, when COVID first hit, I have 5 children, and well, now I have a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old. But COVID was, 4 years ago. So take off, 4 years or whatever off each of those ages. And you had 4 kids in each corner of the house on Chromebooks. And we'd have to homeschool them. That was enough to drive anybody crazy,
I can imagine. Definitely. It was bad enough just me and my partner stuck at home. It was terrible. And then when you do get out to go to a supermarket, you have to queue for 3-4 hours just to get in. You get in there and there's nothing left on the shelves because everyone's stockpiling toilet paper, bread. It's a time that will define the ages. No one's ever had to live like that. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible across the whole world. It was just, but then another part to think about is there's countries or places that are like that every day.
Yeah.
They can't get food. That's why when my kids, go to throw away food, it's like, no, you're going to eat that. There's people that can't get anything, and to see you go and waste, like I'll go to my daughter's school and every once in a while I'll go there to have lunch with her, or, she's in first grade. So it's still special to them for us to show up and have lunch with them. And you see kids with full trays of food, just dumping it. You got a sandwich, you got french fries, you got applesauce, you have an apple, you have a banana, and it's just going right in the garbage. That's crazy.
No, I don't like wasting food, mate. Unless it's got mold on it, I eat it. Trust me.
if I have a block of cheese and I see a little bit of mold, I'm cutting that mold off and I'm eating that cheese.
I do the same thing, mate. Cheese is mold, isn't it? So it doesn't make a difference. I do the same thing, mate.
Yeah.
Little green spot, just cut that right out and just eat it. Just tastes a bit stronger, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'll put hair in your chest,
That's it. Definitely.
So in England, what are you doing for your free time?
There's not really a lot to do, mate. It's mainly just watch the sports, watch boxing, watch the football, take my dog for a walk, look after my missus, and that's pretty much all we're doing at the moment, mate.
Yeah, so you say soccer. Soccer is huge over there. It's like your number one sport, ain't it?
Oh, 100%. It's life or death over here, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up with my middle brother. I'm the youngest of 3. And he was on a select soccer team. And we traveled the U.S. For a lot of tournaments. We went to Toronto for a tournament. So, I mean, I grew up around soccer my whole life. I played soccer until I was maybe in middle school, like sixth grade. Then I did football and basketball and baseball, and I played American football all 4 years of high school. And so in free time for me, I got my kids in activities, and I'm coaching my daughters in soccer. I'm coaching my fifth grader in soccer. I coached my fourth grader this last year in basketball, and I'm coaching my fourth grader in football. So I'm doing things to keep me out of the house and keep my mind going, because it's been a challenging 3 years for me, mom, personally, with some other stuff that I have going on. But it's nice just to be able to go and try to teach kids a sport that I grew up.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
That I love, that I like to watch, and try to see that carry over into them and see the kids have a good time, you know?
Yeah, that's brilliant, man. That's what you need to do, isn't it? Just fill your time with activities, and especially if you're helping the children as well, because they'll benefit from it in the long run too.
It's discipline.
It teaches them respect. You know, you have to respect the referee. You have to respect the other team. It can only benefit the children by doing sports.
That's why
sports should be pushed more in schools.
Yeah, I coached my son in soccer last year, and I signed up to coach him again this year. I didn't initially sign up to coach my daughters, but I kept on getting an email saying, "Hey, we need, you know, coaches for your daughter's team." And finally, a couple of weeks ago, I got an email from the head of the association saying that, you know, we need a coach for this team, or 20 or so girls aren't going to be able to play soccer. So I called the guy, said, "I'll put me down for a coach. I'll make it work."
Oh, brilliant.
You know, so yeah, it's just nice to go and get out of the house. It's something for the family to do. We can all go to the games and, you know.
Right. And female soccer in the US is actually probably bigger than the men's, I'd say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
It is.
It has dominated for absolute years in the United States. You've got some of the best players in the world, haven't you?
Yeah. That and basketball too. They just had the WNBA draft, right? So there was this girl that played for Iowa. Her name was Caitlin Clark. She was number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Her first year, she's making $70,000, maybe $80,000 as a rookie.
That can't be bad, can it? Imagine that, starting at that. What's she, 18, 19, something like that?
Probably 21, 22. But what I'm trying to compare it to is the NBA rookies get, you know, $40, $50, $60 million deals.
Yeah.
So the comparison is staggering, you know.
Yeah. But that's just the way it is, though. If that sport generates that kind of money, you can't really be down on it. You know what I mean? If the men's NBA generates enough to pay them that, and the women's generating it.
Yeah, the NBA has been around for a long time, and WNBA hasn't been around. I mean, maybe 25, 30, I don't know. It's been I don't know how long the women's basketball has been around for professional, but I know there's always overseas basketball that a lot of girls, women go and play after college, and it's cool to see like players that don't make the NBA that go over to, you know, England or Japan or, you know, I mean, basketball is huge everywhere. It's getting to be bigger too.
It is. Russia used to be good at basketball, didn't they? But obviously bad relations at the moment.
Yeah.
Good at basketball at one point. What's happened with that female WNBA player who was in a Russian prison? Do you know what's happening with her now?
She's playing.
Oh, she's back, is she?
Yeah, she's back. She's playing.
Oh, fantastic. I seen it a good few months ago, and she was in a Russian prison and they weren't going to release her.
Yeah, I think they traded. I think the U.S. traded like a Russian. Don't quote me on this, but I think they traded like a Russian war criminal back to Russia or something like that.
That actually vaguely rings true, actually. I do actually remember seeing that, yeah. I do remember seeing something about that. There was a bit of uproar about it, weren't there? For letting
yeah.
it out.
That's crazy how you can give a war criminal over for...
He still had 10 years on his sentence or something, or 11 years or something, didn't he?
Yeah, it's crazy too to think, like, if you're traveling that much, you should know the rules of each country you're going to be in. Like, if you have what she had, and you can almost expect if you get caught, you're going to get the book thrown at you.
Yeah, especially by Russia with the relations with the US at the moment, for sure.
Yeah, that's one place I would not want to ever get in trouble in is Russia.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
But, yeah, it's just crazy just to think of how it's cool to connect with people all across the country, because everyone, like I said, everyone's different. You know, I learned a ton about boxing today. And before talking to you, yeah, I've watched it here and there, but now I actually have an interest in watching boxing and paying more attention just after talking with you. And that's awesome, you know?
That's brilliant, mate. I appreciate that, Brian.
Yeah, and I appreciate all the support you have on Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter because X just sounds stupid.
It does, yeah.
But that's, again, appreciate, you know, the going back and forth and talking. And is there anything else you want to say? Or is there a place where people can get a hold of you on social media?
I only really do X. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, but I don't really bother with it. So just at Jams Boxing Chat on X. And if you want to think about boxing, hit up Jams Boxing Chat and Boxing Media Hub. And we're always chat with anyone who wants to know any more or wants to talk about a fight or anything, or even wants to jump on screen and come and join us. Just let us know.
Yeah, for sure. And you can find me, let me see here. You can find me YouTube at Cheese Talk Podcast. Cheese is spelled with a Z, not an S. And on X, you can find me at CheeseTalk_pod. Again, I want to thank you, Jam, for joining me today.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, for sure. And what time is it right now where you're at?
It's 6:40 in the evening.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, I'll let you get back on with your life, and I'll hopefully have you on again one of these days. Sound like a plan?
Anytime, matey. Just let me know. God bless.
Sounds good, buddy. See ya.
Thank you, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you, pal.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.